You're listening to the Wobcast with the one and only, the legendary, the insurmountable Wobby.
All right, everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Producer, co-host Chris Corso is here as well. We're coming to you after another Minnesota Vikings victory. They move to 6-2 on the season, and they hold their place atop the NFC North heading into the bye. So all things are good right now for the Minnesota Vikings. It's the bye week, so we're going to get out of here early this week. But before we did, we wanted to give you another edition of the Wobcast, and it's a special edition because it's a best of edition of the Wobcast. Some of the best interviews that you've heard in 2017, we're going to compile them into one episode, condense it down, and give you the premium stuff. So producer, co-host Chris Corso, who are we hearing from today?
We had some good guests in the first half of the season. Obviously, a lot of wins, so that was good. Hearing from Eric Kendricks, he had some good stuff to say being in LA in the offseason. We also heard from Stephon Diggs, who talked about some of his success in the past. I'm not going to give you exactly what he talked about. We'll make you listen on to hear that. We also talked to Peter Schrager of the NFL Network. That was out on the field at US Bank Stadium before the game, so that you kind of get the environment feel there at the stadium as we spoke to him. Tony Sperano was in here, the offensive line coach who has led the way for a much-improved offensive line. And, of course, at the end, we had Jerick McKinnon and C.J. Ham, who were cool guests to have after practice.
Yeah, they were.
So we have a ton of good content coming your way.
Well, let's kick this off with Eric Kendricks and Stephon Diggs. Kendricks talking about his time training out in L.A. and the celebrities that he sees. And then Stephon Diggs talking about his first career touchdown.
All right, and that brings us to today's guest. It's Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks, the man in the middle of the Vikings defense. First off, you were in the studio today doing a PSA. What's that all about?
Man, just trying to help Minneapolis with hunger. You know, we have seniors, we have kids. A lot of people are hungry, and it's a problem that needs to be, I mean, it can't be solved all the way, but we can sure try to help.
You know, there are so many different causes or charities that someone in your position can choose to support, and I know you try to support as many as you can, but how do you decide which one you get behind?
I kind of ask for a little bit of help. You know, I obviously know I want to help with in the community and, you know, help back in my own community, back in Fresno, California. But I definitely need help doing it because I can't do it myself. So there's a lot of people who are willing to help and a bunch of organizations around Minneapolis that are doing great things. So I just jumped on board with a couple and rolling with it.
Yeah. You mentioned being from California. We came out to visit you this summer. And on campus at UCLA, that was pretty cool. Also cool is we saw Allison Felix, who's got like 10,000 medals in the Olympics. I think she's been to 3 Olympic Games. She's got like 11 world championships. But for us, that was super cool. For you, you're just like, yeah, I see that all the time here.
Yeah, you know, I've seen, you know, LeBron, D. Wade. I mean, so many basketball players I can't even name.
Yeah.
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Tom, my first day on the UCLA practice field, it was like Tom Brady and Wes Welker on the other field throwing.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's what you just get when you're in LA, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, it's Stephon Diggs. We play the Lions, so we want to talk to Stephon because somebody caught their first career touchdown against this team.
Yeah,
you remember that one?
Yeah, long, long time ago. Yeah, I remember it.
Was it that long ago?
No, it wasn't. I remember it clear as day.
Tell us about the play.
Back then we had like certain routes that converted or something like that. Norv had called it I think it was early in the game. I don't even remember too clear, but I remember it was like a stretch out play. I tried to dive for it. And it was my first opportunity to score, so I was trying to make sure I scored. That's all.
You were completely outstretched and in the air.
Yeah, it was a nice one, man. That was one of my favorite catches back then, especially because it was my first touchdown. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone is so closely analyzing the process of the catch. So it was like, did the ball hit the ground when you caught that? And like, it was reviewed, and you know, you maintained possession, came all the way through, kept your arms underneath it. It was a tough one to earn, but it was your first career touchdown. Yeah, you never forget that one.
Definitely, it was a tough one to earn, but I had to catch it. No, I mean, people going to analyze the catch and see if there's anything wrong and that type of thing. But for my first one, I don't care how I had to do it. I had to catch it.
All right, from a guy who's been in the end zone many times, Stephon Diggs, to one who's going to be in the end zone many times, but no more times this year because, unfortunately, he was hurt before he was injured, though. We had a pretty cool interview with Dalvin Cook. We're going to follow that up with Peter Schrager as he talks about U.S. Bank Stadium being awesome and Xavier Rhodes also being awesome. So here is Peter Schrager, but first, Dalvin Cook.
What are you going to do when you score a touchdown?
I'm going to do the chicken noodle soup.
Okay. I can't wait to see what that is. I'm not cool enough to know what that is right now, so I'm going to have to watch you do it. Then I'll know what it is. What is it?
I'm still learning. It's a dance.
Okay.
I think it's primarily from Miami, but a lot of guys know what it is.
Okay.
It's just like a dance. Like, let it rain. Let it rain.
Okay.
Clear it out.
Is it going to get us a 15-yard penalty?
Nah.
Okay.
Then we're good. It's everything is between. I looked it up. I can't give him my money, so I looked it up, and it's all, you know, between the guidelines.
Two things we don't want to give up: money and 15 yards on the kickoff. Right.
You're right.
All right, man. Have a good week. All right. Good luck Sunday.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
U.S. Bank Stadium. What do you think?
Unbelievable. I was saying this on air this week. It's not only the most state-of-the-art building that I've been in. I haven't seen the Atlanta one yet. But the fans are so educated that when the Vikings are on offense, it's silent. And it's like offense at work, silent. You don't get that everywhere else. Like, I know other stadiums, and it's chaos. Both, when the team's on offense. Intelligent fans, amazing home field advantage. You know, I'd be surprised they lose many games at home ever.
What's the one thing you've seen from the Vikings where you're like, if they keep doing that, they're going to be all right?
The defense is so good. Xavier Rhodes, I've seen him a few times in person, but to watch him on Mike Evans last week, to watch the tape of him on Mike Thomas, to watch him on Antonio Brown, I don't know how you pass on the Vikings. I don't know how you throw all over the Vikings. So if they can score 20 points every game, there's no reason the Vikings can't be playing here in February.
All right, brother, you're the man. Thanks for your time. Stay busy, all right?
I loved it. Good morning, football. Watch it.
All right, we go from someone who analyzes Vikings football to a couple of guys who play Vikings football, Jerick McKinnon and CJ Ham, joining us after practice earlier in the season. And then you're going to hear from Vikings offensive line coach Tony Sparano. We ask him a bunch of questions about his current guys and the position from a technical perspective. He gives us some of his knowledge that he's picked up over many years, 35 years coaching this beautiful game. So you're going to hear from Tony Sparano, but first, here's the tandem of Jerick McKinnon and CJ Ham.
All right, Jerick had like 7,000 yards from scrimmage at Soldier Field to help us beat the Bears, including a 58-yard touchdown. How was that, man? That was fun to watch.
It was great. You know, the best thing about it was, you know, just celebrating with my teammates. Yeah. You know, just coming to the sideline, you know, celebrating with Coach P, Tay, you know, everybody else, CJ, you know, there's no better feeling. So, looking forward to this weekend. We know we got a tough task, and, everybody's, on their assignment, and we're getting ready.
What do you think about touchdown celebrations? I mean, Rudy orchestrated a pretty good one. Yeah. We've seen some other good ones across the league.
Yeah.
You got any fancy ones in store for us? Ooh, I'm not trying to spoil it. Okay, sounds like we do have something.
Okay, yeah. We always got something, but
okay, good.
The one last week by Rudy and those guys, I'd probably say that's probably the top one so far. I really liked that one, so yeah.
League-wide top one?
League-wide top one that I've seen. I haven't seen everyone, but that's definitely
is
one.
Is it Duck Duck Goose or Grey Duck?
Duck Duck Goose. Duck Duck Goose.
Gray Duck, man.
Gray Duck?
All right, let me tell you this.
Down south, we call it Goose.
Okay, that's fine. We're happy for you down south.
Northern Minnesota, we call it Goose.
Here's the deal.
Oh!
You're killing my case right here, CJ. Here's the deal. Where do ducks live? Lakes, right?
True.
What state has the most lakes of any state in the country? Minnesota. So we are the authority on ducks.
Okay.
And we say it's Duck Duck Gray Duck.
Okay.
When in Rome, do as the Romans.
You're right, but down south, we still gonna call it Goose.
Well, fine. If you score a touchdown down south, you can play Duck Duck Goose if you want, all right?
We play Atlanta.
We play Carolina. We play Atlanta. All right? So you have a chance. I love that you have some touchdown celebrations. Now, you have Zim's blessing, by the way, because during the week, he said, if these guys are scoring a bunch of touchdowns, they can celebrate, and I might jump in with them. So I think you're good to go. As long as this doesn't cost us 15 yards.
Nah. Everything is done within the rule book.
We all
talk about it, so no flags coming from that.
All right. Key to beating the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to say beating because it's going to take the whole team to beat the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just focus on offense.
Mm-hmm.
The key for the offense to do well against the Packers is?
Stay on track. Limit the penalties. Score points. When you're in the red zone, try to come away with six instead of three. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with three, but we want touchdowns. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to take four quarters against this team, and we got to outplay them for four quarters.
That's right. All right, one of my favorite people in the world, Jarek, is your mom. Say hi to your mom, because I know that she is listening to this.
Oh, hey, Mom, how you doing? I miss you. And I actually will see you this weekend, so yeah.
You coming?
Yeah.
All right, good. We're happy to hear that. All right, guys, thanks, CJ.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, appreciate you. Thanks, Jarek.
Appreciate you.
All right.
So, can you give us the basics, zone blocking, gap blocking?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're gap scheme blocking, you're putting two people on one person, really, you know. And, you know, actually, we just talked about it in a room a little while ago. You know, you get whatever it is, 650 pounds, you know, on 300 pounds, you know. And, you know, we should be able to move a down player into the second level and to be able to, you know, to find linebackers that way, or get linebackers to have to run a different course one way or the other, and disrupt the front. We call them dents in the offensive line when we're double teaming. Zone blocking is more lateral movement stuff, you know, where it is a little bit more one on one, and you got to get out and you got to run and you got to get your hats in specific spots. And I think that's something that this group has embraced. It's not something that we did here when I came here initially. And it's something that really, you know, we've kind of evolved to a little bit, particularly with the runners, you know, that we have. You know, they can run both schemes. You know, certainly a guy like, you know, whatever, Delvin, you know, Jarek, you know, Latavius, they've all run both schemes.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be able to move laterally a little bit here and stretch them one way and then come downhill at them with gap scheme plays, you know, that causes the defense a problem. If you're one-dimensional that way and you're only doing one thing, you know, they can kind of hurt you a little bit.
I got it.
All right, that's going to do it for this special edition of the Wobcast. It's the bye week. We didn't take the whole week off, though. We gave you a best-of edition of 2017 Wobcast. We hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll come back to us next week when we are back with a regular edition of the Wobcast as we get ready for the Vikings to come out of the bye and play the Washington Redskins in the nation's capital. Until then, and on behalf of producer and co-host Chris Corso, I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, signing off for now. So, yeah!